This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this blessed Pentecost Sunday. Jesus promised his followers that he would not leave them on their own, but would send a helper to support and counsel them. That promise was fulfilled on Pentecost, and it has some real helpful implications for your life and mine. Please continue to listen.
We have some helpful and hopeful news for you on this day the church calls Pentecost Sunday, so stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we need Thee every hour. We come before You today asking that You speak to our hearts through Your Holy Word, and may Your Holy Spirit renew us so that we may love You and serve You exceptionally. Amen. Our reading for today is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem at that time, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? In our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, Joel says, it will be that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I'll pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved." Then Peter began to tell them about Jesus and about the resurrection, and that he was Lord and Messiah. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. Here ends our reading. Dear friends, happy Pentecost! In the Christian church, we're not sure what to do with this festival. Christmas and Easter, yeah, we're pretty comfortable celebrating those two, but Pentecost. I remember my first couple of years here at Shepherd of the Valley and trying to get my folks excited about Pentecost. I had everyone wearing red or yellow for the fire of Pentecost, and I think they thought I was just a little bit off. They had the same question as many still do: what's the big deal about Pentecost? Well, first of all, you got to admit, after hearing it, it's a great story. But when you get past the special effects, you know, the wind, the tongues of fire, and the languages, what's the story behind the story? And that's what really makes this a great story. You see, Pentecost is the day we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. He's very important to us. Luther reminds us in his meaning to the third article of the Small Catechism, I believe that I cannot by my own understanding or effort believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. Christmas and Easter really wouldn't mean much to us without the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives coming to us in the gospel. He makes it possible for a sinner like me to believe in Jesus and what he's done for me. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So I want to share with you a message today that's very good news for you and me about Pentecost. The big idea is help is here. You see, in John's gospel, Jesus had promised those disciples that he would not be deserting them. He told them, help is on the way. I'm sending you an advocate, the Holy Spirit, which means counselor, and it also means helper, one who comes alongside to support and counsel. Jesus said when he comes, he would indwell in every believer, teaching and guiding and empowering. So in the upper room in John 14 and 16 is where we find these promises. Jesus promised, I'm sending you a helper. So Pentecost is good news about a kept promise that Jesus made to us to reassure us that we are not on our own as his followers. As I was thinking and studying about this helper and his job, I discovered some really helpful and hopeful implications for my life and for yours as well. Number one, because help is here in that helper, I can tell the story of Jesus with confidence. We see that in the Acts 2 story we looked at earlier. People were influenced by the story of Jesus Christ. Jesus had said this would happen. He said the helper would come and would give them the words to say, and that he would testify to the truth, and that he would convict people and convert people to believe in Jesus. The helper, you see, applies the good news of Jesus to the hearts of individuals, exposing their guilt and their need for a Savior. As we hear in the Acts 2 story, and so the people who heard this were cut to the heart, and they asked, what shall we do? And Peter pointed them to trusting in Jesus Christ, and 3,000 people that day received Jesus. A couple weeks ago, when I came into the sanctuary of my church, I saw two roses on the altar. I always point those roses out to my congregation at the worship service when they're up there. It just so happens that they represent something. The roses represent a story. The story of Jesus was told to two individuals that past week, and two people had received Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. The roses remind us of the power of the story, the power of the helper. I find this message about a helper very reassuring as a parent. Raising kids in the faith this day is quite a challenge, and it's good to know that I have a helper. This helper is my hope and confidence as I raise my kids in the faith, telling them about Jesus and how he died on a cross and rose again to save them from sin and death. I've been blessed. Both of my children are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ and following him because of the helper. Number two, because help is here, I can actually have my life changed. I don't have to be helplessly stuck in my old ways and patterns of behavior. We see that in this second chapter of Acts as well. The disciples were changed, weren't they? They were changed from cowering, fearful individuals to bold preachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Peter was changed. The one who had denied Jesus now stood openly in the marketplace of Jerusalem, declaring that salvation was found in trusting in this Jesus Christ whom the people had crucified days earlier. Later on, he was changed from being prejudiced against non-Jewish people to love and accept them and tell the gospel to them so that they might become brothers and sisters in Christ. We read about that in Acts chapter 10. Not only Peter, we see James and John. Remember those sons of thunder who were self-centered, wanting everything to be done for them. They wanted the world to revolve around them. Then you turn later to the letters of John and James. Suddenly they're loving servants, talking about serving others. There's a change that's taken place. You get to Acts chapter 9 and you see this hater of Christianity named Saul having a conversion experience, and he became Paul, who was changed, a believer in Jesus Christ, one of the greatest missionaries that ever existed on this planet, leading others to Jesus. Work of the helper, you see. The helper is still at work. Recently, I had a conversation with an alcoholic out in the lobby area of my church in between services. He's found his way back to the church. He said what he's hearing is starting to change his life. A couple weeks back, I heard the story of a marriage that had gotten rescued because a husband got involved in a daily quiet time with the Lord Jesus, studying his word. The helper is at work. The helper, you see, can do great things in you and me. Paul talked about the fruit of the Spirit in the book of Galatians, didn't he? Chapter 5, he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. Wonderful character qualities, the same qualities that our Lord Jesus had. The Spirit can make happen in your life and mine over a lifetime. Number 3, because help is here, I have the ability to actually make a positive difference in other people's lives. I can leave my mark in this world. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the Holy Spirit brings a spiritual gift, special abilities, and they are given for the common good. As the body of Christ, as he describes us, each one of us has a special ability that helps the others out. It might be encouragement or teaching or serving or administrating, and the list goes on and on. We have the ability through the helper to make a positive difference in other people's lives. And finally, number 4, because help is here, I can rest secure and assured about my relationship with the Lord. Ephesians 1 tells us that we have been marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. In Paul's day, you see, people used a seal on an object to indicate ownership. Sealing was done by dripping hot wax onto an item and then pressing a person's seal into it. People sealed valued documents and letters and objects. And when he says the Holy Spirit has sealed us, he's reminding us that we belong to Jesus. His seal of ownership is upon us, and our ultimate destination is heaven. We can be free of doubts about our eternal destination. Paul goes on in the same statement about the sealing of the Holy Spirit to describe the Holy Spirit as a pledge from God, a guarantee, an earnest deposit like we put down on a house, a first installment. God saying, I'm serious about this. You belong to me. There's a down payment on your inheritance. So that's quite a package of gifts that Jesus has given us on Pentecost as he gives us his helper. And it's yours and mine to claim and use and enjoy. to the glory of God. So happy Pentecost! Help is here. Help for you and me. Now, where do I encounter this helper? How do I get his power at work in my life to change me and use me? Well, I like what I heard one time about a little boy that one day asked his grandfather, "Grandpa, can you explain to me what is the wind?" The old fisherman grandpa said, "I can't explain the wind to you, but I can teach you to raise your sail." And that's what Pentecost reminds us to do. It's an invitation to raise your sail and experience the power of God working in your life. How do I raise my sail? Raise the sail of prayer. We read in Acts 1 and 2 that they were praying in that upper room, waiting for the power from on high to come that Jesus had promised, the helper, and he came. So pray, "Lord, come Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love. Holy Spirit, come in and change me. Use me to the glory of God." You see, God can still do great things for you and in you and through you. It's just like that old gospel song, which really is a prayer, says, "Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, and while I'm waiting, yielded and still." You want the helper? We have only to be yielded in prayer, surrendered, willing, and he will do the rest. There's the sail of the community of faith, your church, a small group, a fellowship with other believers. They were together when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Stay connected in the Christian fellowship. Come for the Lord's Supper and worship. Listen to the Holy Word as it's preached. You'll meet the Holy Spirit. And then there's raise your sail. Open the Word. People exposed to the Word that day about Jesus had their hearts and minds opened and their lives changed. Happy Pentecost. Jesus has sent you a wonderful gift. I hope with all my heart that you're enjoying it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, as you sent upon those disciples the promised gift of the Spirit, look upon us and open our hearts to the power of the Holy Spirit. Kindle in us the fire of your love and strengthen our lives for service in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to raise your sail and experience the power of God working in your life. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by its listening family. Estates large and small have become a valuable tool in providing the resources necessary so we can remain on the air and online. If you would like more information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, please contact us on our toll-free telephone number, 888-693-2484. We thank all who support us with your prayers and your financial gifts. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to hear it again or share the message with a friend, be sure to visit our website, ChristianCrusaders.org. You will find an audio and printed copy of today's program, as well as programs from other weeks. It is an excellent tool in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with your friends and family members. Check us out at ChristianCrusaders.org. That's ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. Christian Crusaders offers a free weekly e-newsletter with information about the coming week's program, as well as interesting information about other aspects of the ministry. We also publish a quarterly printed newsletter, which is mailed to all interested persons. If you would like to receive one or both of these publications, please let us know. You can email us at cc@naz.org or by phone at 1-888-693-2484 or drop us a note at Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. We are happy you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting the program was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and radio speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 79th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.